Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the sports desk of the Lubbock Avalanche Journal and RedRaiders.com, here's your look at all things Texas Tech sports. Now, here's the Red Raider Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carlos Silva from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal, sports editor for the newspaper, bringing you another edition of the Red Raider Podcast. And on this edition, we've got Josh Berger, offensive lineman for the Texas Tech football team. Josh, I know it's been a whirlwind of the last couple weeks. I guess just if you could just kind of give me an idea of what's going through your mind, or I guess just what the mentality is of this team kind of going forward, because you guys still have three games. You can still potentially get to a bowl game.
Yeah, it's definitely been crazy since everything happened. Happened really fast and stuff, but you know, for me personally, it's not a huge deal, not in a bad way or a good way. Just, you know, I was kind of already on my way out, and then you know, obviously Coach McGuire got hired, but you know, we're looking forward to these upcoming games. You know, we need one to be bowl eligible, and that's what we want. You know, especially with Iowa State coming up. You know, I think we can take advantage of them up front, and you know, run the ball and take care of business.
Typically, bye weeks are usually for, you know, injuries or just to kind of help y'all reset. How much was it a mental reset for y'all, especially after the week prior to where you had the, you know, the firing, kind of all that stuff to kind of deal with?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was really. I don't think it could have come at a better time for the circumstance, just because, I mean, it was a lot. Obviously, we played Oklahoma and then lost and then stuff. But, sorry, I'm sure I forgot.
No, you're good. Just in terms of, I guess, what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was actually, you know, it was nice just to get, like, a little mental break, step away. We had two practices. Just to kind of step away from football for a little bit, clear your mind. My little brother came in and visited me, so that was nice just to see family and kind of step away from football and just clear your mind from football. But you know, it was good for the body, good for the head, and you know, again, just looking forward to Iowa State.
Yeah, in terms of Iowa State, a familiar opponent. What do you remember from them last year? And they have another good defensive line like they always do.
Yeah, obviously last year what I remember is the D-line, number 3, 58, and number 9.
Yeah.
You know, they obviously run a 3-2. 58's really, really big guy. You know, he'll play zero technique. He'll play a 5 technique. Number 9, I think between 58 and 9 this season, they have like 15 or so sacks. I mean, they've really put the pressure on teams. So, and then 55, I think he kind of gets, you know, caught in the shadows of 58 and 9. But I mean, what I remember from him last year was just how strong he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like a country fed or corn fed country boy. Yeah. I mean, he's you know, but yeah, I mean, really good defense. Obviously, they have a really good linebacker, Mike Rose. He's about 35, 40 minutes from where I'm from.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Cool. You know, Ohio boys repping. But, yeah, good defense, really good up front. Obviously, you got to take care of 58 and 9. And, you know, that's a big challenge, but, you know, we're up for it.
Obviously, quarterback's up in the air. But what have you seen from Donovan that's been so good, or just some things that have allowed him to expand his role, so to speak, a quarterback?
Yeah, I'd say just from, like, the start of the season, he's really grown as just, I'd say, like, a football player, just from a mentality and maturity standpoint. I think he's really gotten a lot more comfortable in his role as a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think the packages he's had coming in, I think that's, you know, made him a lot more comfortable back there. And I think now that you know, he may get the nod, you know, I think he's ready. You know, just obviously the confidence is a big thing, and you know, we can help him with that confidence by giving him time to sit back there and make sure he doesn't have anyone in his face or whatnot. So extremely pleased with him. You know, great guy, extremely proud of him,
of course.
Looking forward to it. So
Once again, talking with Josh Berger, Texas Tech offensive lineman. Going to get you off on this one because we got some other people that want to interview you. But just in terms of this Iowa State game, I guess what's kind of the mentality going into it, and what are you guys kind of telling yourselves? Is it necessarily the bowl, or is it just kind of trying to get yourself, you know, just to the 6-win mark, or just?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing right now is, you know, we're one win away from a bowl game. You know, no one's tucking their tail between their legs. You know, we want that 6th win. We want the bowl game. You know, not only do we want 6, we want 7 and 8. You know, and then 9. But yeah, just, you know, it's going to take obviously us up front. It's going to be a physical game. You know, and like I've said, if we take care of, you know, the three up front, you know, we could have a great day. So and just to play off each other. I mean, in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. You know, if we can do that, you know, we'll walk away with a victory. So
once again, that's Josh Berger from the Texas Tech football team offensive lineman. I am Carlos Silva from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal, bringing you another edition of the Red Raider podcast. We'll talk to you next week.